This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know about you. I am so excited to hear Joe Biden's speech in an hour. Yes, we're going to carry it here, and it's going to be painful. I will suffer with you, right along with you, and as soon as he's done on his way through some stupid speech, we will come back and we'll talk about it, and then we'll check out of here, and then tomorrow we'll do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and that's that. Now, let's have a talk. There's a little mini controversy happening right now because of what happened with Joe Biden and the White House staff. In case you've been out of the loop, allow journalist Jesse to keep you up to speed.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Joe Biden did what politicians love to do, and he decided to go meet and greet the troops. When Joe Biden, when he met the troops, he happened to meet with Delta Force. I'm not going to go into all the different names for them. You are obviously well aware of who Delta Force is. At least I hope you are. In case you are not, Delta Force is not really traditional Special Forces Green Beret type thing. They are kind of the exclusively anti-terror, kick in doors, raid a village type thing, all shooting, all more kinetic, if you will. The difference is, like a Green Beret, Special Forces, they can do that stuff too, but they will more integrate themselves with a rebellious population in a country where we're trying to, you know, overthrow the government or something like that. Like Vietnam, they would get with the indigenous people who hated the commies, and they would train with them and live with them and go fight with them. And that's more like what a Green Beret would do. Delta Force, what would they do? Hey, this guy, this warlord needs to be kidnapped. We need the baddest dudes on the planet to kick in some doors, murder everybody around him, and grab him, put some zip ties on him, and throw him in a helo. That's what Delta Force does. And you should know. Well, I shouldn't say you should know. This is an opinion of someone I love and trust, a former first sergeant of mine who's probably listening to my voice right now, one of the baddest men I've ever known in my life. From his mouth, he said, Jesse, they are the best there is. And he's been with all of them and trained with all of them. They are studs. They don't write books. They don't make movies. They just quietly perform. And now that brings me to what happened with Biden. The quietly part. These guys go around the world and they do dangerous things to dangerous people. For a million and one reasons, their identities are kept secret. I just said they don't write books. Well, there actually are, I think, one or two, and I read one of them from one of the original ones. It's called Inside Delta Force. It doesn't matter, but it's funny. You get to the picture section of the book. This little picture section, like always, almost every face is blanked out. Now, we're talking about guys who haven't been in 20, 30 years. Faces blacked out. You can't see them. This is ultra secret. Ultra secret for a variety of reasons. Security, otherwise, lots of these guys will go right from Delta into, they'll be CIA. They'll do various other things, okay? But these are top-end guys. Joe Biden goes to shake some hands and kiss some babies, and of course, he wants to go meet with the troops. Joe Biden goes and meets them. Someone takes a picture. Yeah, they blanked out some of the faces, but there are all kinds of identifying things in that picture. Tattoos, otherwise, there's all kinds of things in that picture. Joe Biden posts the picture on social media. These are top secret guys. He posts the picture on social media. The White House got horrendous backlash. I'm sure they got phone calls from various military personnel, and they deleted the picture. Now, today, people are freaking out and saying, how can this happen? How can this happen? How could something like this happen? Well, you already know the answer, but I'm going to say it anyway for maybe people who are new to anti-communism and new to how these people actually think. Communists share three characteristics. Don't roll your eyes, you long-term listeners, but we're going to talk about this really quickly. What are the three? No love of country, no connection to the real world, how normal people live, and they think they're kings and queens. But let's focus on number one. It's not always anti-Americanism. You know, Joe Biden and the staffers, the communists who work for him, and the various commies around the White House. It's not all America hate all the time. But what it most definitely is this. These people, in fact, the people who run every institution in our country now, sadly, the people who run our media, our politics, our FBI, CIA, our military leaders, Hollywood, education, you name it. They don't think about America like you do. And it's not just that they hate it. Many of them do. They don't think about America at all. We are dealing with people who have not been raised like you've been raised to have any kind of an appreciation for their country. Most of them have been taught to absolutely hate it. Hate it. By the way, as Chris pointed out, I mentioned it was censored. They posted the first one without any. You're led by people who just never think about it at all. It never crosses their mind. What is the system, after all? We've discussed this many times. The system. You know, what I call all of our institutions now working together against us. What is it? What's their purpose, really? Their purpose is to loot this country. They don't care about it. They're not mindful of it. For them, America is just a big pile of money, and they're going to stuff as much of it into their pockets as they possibly can before they walk out the door, and they're going to help their friends do the same. America is just a gigantic bank to be robbed in their eyes, which brings us back to a picture like this. If you're Biden, or not Biden himself, because he obviously could not work a picture anyway, if you're Biden or one of Joe Biden's staffers and you get a picture of Delta Force meeting with the president, I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about you personally. If you got that picture, you would immediately think, wow, that's cool. Wow, that's Delta Force. Wow, they're meeting with the president. And if you were thinking about posting that picture, you would not do it. You would stop because you would say to yourself, wait a minute. I wonder if I'm even allowed. Is that okay? Maybe these guys want to keep their identity. That's how you would think because you're mindful of the country. You want to keep our guys safe. You want to keep America safe. But the people who work in this administration, that thought never crosses their mind. They don't ever think about America. They tell you that over and over and over again. That's why these, quote, mistakes keep happening. They happen all the time in the Obama White House. They happen all the time now in the Joe Biden White House. They happen in our media rooms. They happen in the education system. When you look at the flag and they sing the national anthem, there's a baseball game tonight, right? I think there's a baseball playoff game. There's a playoff game tonight. And if you happen to watch the playoff game, you know what I know you're going to do? In your home, you know what I know you're going to do? You're going to do the same thing in your home I do in mine. If there's a sporting event and the national anthem comes on, everybody shuts their mouth. Most people will stand up, but no matter what, it's not, did you see what Debbie said? Shut up. It's national anthem time. It is a time where we take a minute and we respect the country God gave us. And we respect what we've been given. And when the Jets fly overhead tonight at that baseball game, and they go, land of the free, and I can't hit the high notes here. You are going to feel something inside. I do, still, every time. I'm 42. I feel something inside of my bones every time I hear it. These people don't. I just don't have a simpler way to put it. these people don't ever think about America at all. So, look, we've talked about this when it comes to things like even mass shootings, about how horrible they are. They don't think about the country or coming together or healing or the families. Those are thoughts you have. Oh, what about the victims of those poor people? Those are thoughts you have. Communists don't think in that way. They look at Delta Force guys or dead bodies, no matter what it is, and all they see is another opportunity to loot the treasury, to loot the nation. Everything to the commie is just an opportunity. That's why these air fingers, quote, mistakes seem to happen so often when Democrats are in charge. Now, that's enough Democrat talk. I talked about Democrats and their balancing act, the tightrope they have to walk with the public, what they say, what they hold back on, and why they do it. Do Republicans walk a tightrope, though? Or are they just out there just being honest? Oh, no, Republicans walk a tightrope, too. And I will explain what the Republican tightrope is in a moment. Now, I'm first going to talk about my dog, Fred. You see, Fred is a gigantic wuss, and he's not the smartest dog I've ever had, but he's the best dog I've ever had. That dog loves my family. Dog will fight for my family. Great comfort dog. And I hope he keeps doing that forever. Forever. I give Fred rough greens, not because I love rough greens, even though I do. I give Fred rough greens because rough greens is going to allow my dog to live longer and healthier. That's what rough greens is to me. It's life for the dog I love. Nutritional supplement. I pour it on his food. He gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, antioxidants. He's healthier than he's ever been. No more ear infections. No more digestive problems. Free jumpstart trial bag for you. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Thursday, and I have missed you so much. And you know what I missed? Dome.
So let us today celebrate America's diversity and our collective commitment to inclusion and the importance of equity. Yes, I just did do DEI.
Oh, that laugh. It's so brutal. All right, quit. Chris just asked me about my vapor stick, the nose thing I was talking about earlier. If you missed that, you can download a podcast of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I'm pretty sure that was hour one. Someone thought I was doing drugs in traffic. It's actually pretty funny and worth listening to. But Chris asked me a pretty rude question because I was doing my thing beforehand. Hold on, Chris. My nose is getting a little stuffy. So what, Chris? That's good radio. Anyway, Chris asked me why I wouldn't just use Vicks Vapor Rub if it's just a stick that has Vicks Vapor Rub in it. Well, there was an incident with the Vicks Vapor Rub one time, and I'm a little shy to use it now unless it's on my feet. You see, when Mom used to put Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest, everything worked out fine, right? And I would wake up feeling better. I got a cold real bad one time. It's probably worse than a cold when I got out of the Marines and I was living by myself. This is before I met the wife. And I thought, well, dang, Mom always used Vicks Vapor Rub. So I go down to the pharmacy. I'm living by myself. And I grab some Vicks Vapor Rub. And I guess I didn't pay attention very much when I was a kid how much Vicks Vapor Rub she used. And I didn't pay attention to specifically where she was putting the Vicks Vapor Rub. It turns out you actually only need a little bit, and you kind of want to keep it in the upper chest area. I used a lot, kind of a big old glob of it, and I spread it all over my chest, and that spread to the nipple area, and that didn't actually end up feeling very well, that good at all, so I moved off of. I haven't used Vicks Vapor Rub really ever since, honestly. But look, hey. What do you want me to do? You asked for honesty. Here it is here on the Jesse Kelly Show. By the way, I honestly missed you. I'm going to get to the emails. Now let's get to the Republican tightrope. We talked about the tightrope. The communist has to walk. The reason they talk like they talk. The reason there was an Obama count on David Letterman. The reason AOC sits down with CNN. And well, no, I mean, Hamas said, I don't like it, but there should be a ceasefire. But Israel, but Hamas. But the reason they walk tightropes is they understand they have to let their rabid demonic base know that they're still on their side and they're going to destroy and kill everyone they promised to. But they can't have normie norm waking up to that fact. Republicans walk that same tightrope, only for different reasons. When Republicans sit down and give an interview, here's the tightrope they try to walk. They have to try to let you know, to sound like they're going to do any of the things they promised you they would do. No, we're going to cut spending, I promise. Oh, no, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Remember that one? They love doing that stuff. They love trying to tell you, hey, don't worry, I've got you covered. While at the same time, they're trying to let the people in the media know they're not really serious about that. Hey, look, I'm not serious about that. This is what I have to tell the rubes to keep getting elected. So when Republicans give a media interview, their job is to lie to you and act like they intend to do any of the things they say they're going to do, while at the same time signaling to the media they're not one of the icky ones. Oh, I'm not one of the meanie McMean faces, but we're going to stop abortion. But I mean, nicely, of course, and in a very tolerant way, of course. That's the tightrope Republicans walk. All right. Let's move on because we have many other things. Jesse, I sincerely appreciate your show. Love listening while driving home from work. My question is, in today's news coverage, there's pro-Palestinian protesters in the Capitol. How is this different than January 6th protesters? Where is the chance these folks will be treated as poorly? And what's the chance these people will be treated as poorly as January 6th? Okay, well, let's get through this. We're not going to do this thing that every other lame brain on the radio and TV does, where they point out the hypocrisy of all of it. Man, that's so hypocritical. If that was my team, Republicans would never. Yes. The Justice Department is against you. That's not complicated. It's very obvious to anyone who's paying attention at all. I'm going to repeat it because it's hard for people to understand and accept. The communist street mobs at the bottom, the communist street thugs, they're there to hurt you. You know what they are? Let me explain what they are. You ever see a movie or read a book about a mob boss? And the mob boss, he has a couple gigantic bodyguards, dumb as a sack of potatoes, but he has a couple big bodyguards. Well, the big bodyguards, they are useful. They are violent and they are strong. They're there for violence, but they're stupid. They need somebody smart. The boss, he's not big and strong. He needs somebody strong and violent. When they work together, then they can do the things they want to do. That's America's system now. Your DOJ is the boss. The commie street animals on the bottom are the bodyguards. You're the shop worker that gets exploited, that gets his cash register taken 10% every week. Yes, you don't have a Justice Department. You live in a Soviet Union now. Just don't realize it yet. Now, we can fight back in small ways, though. We can fight back locally. That's not small. That's huge. We can fight back with where we spend our money. Let me tell you something about Pure Talk. You know how I told you they had a plan to alleviate $10 million in veteran debt by Veterans Day? You want to hear what you did? After 1 week, they're already 27% of the way there because of you. What did you do? You switched your cell phone to Pure Talk. You're still on the same great 5G network. You don't have to give up your number. You don't have to give up your phone. Your phone bill, at least my phone bill, got cut in half. And you switched to a company that loves this country instead of hates it. You know Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate this place, right? Pure Talk, their CEO is a veteran. I guarantee you he gets misty-eyed at the national anthem, just like you do. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Support our vets. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and you should know, excuse me, Joe Biden's speaking a half hour from now, and you know how I told you I was a little bit worried about the voice, and I'm operating on about 50%. It's not going all that well right now, so don't worry, I'm not going anywhere, but if I'm randomly talking, and then I stop talking, and there happens to be some random soundbite, just know that we didn't go off the air, and I'm not just playing soundbites without context for no reason at all. I'm playing that because I need to run and grab a cough drop or get a drink of water so I can get through the segment. So if I happen to be talking like this and all of a sudden,
ay, 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 ay.
You will know why. All right? You will know why. All right. Now let's, All right. I'm going to address Mitt Romney real quickly. I don't like doing this, but I'm going to. Foreign policy is a complicated affair. And people feel very strongly about foreign policy and their general philosophy on it. I feel like nations should do this. I feel like nations should not do that. Invade everywhere. Never invade anywhere. Never declare war. Declare war on everybody. Oh, trade with everyone. Trade with no one. Only trade with your friends. Foreign policy is a complicated affair because people are complicated. Nations are complicated. It's complicated. Anyone who pretends foreign policy is simple is simple. What, Chris? That was good. You didn't. Whatever. Anyway, it's complicated. And so I tend to be more merciful with people when they have foreign policy philosophies that I disagree with. I have my own, too. And I'm not saying I'm right. I have my own, too. Now, there is one foreign policy stance that I do not tolerate. I tolerate most of them, even ones I think are stupid. There's one I have no time for at all. And that's this one. The foreign policy of the chicken hawk. What is a chicken hawk? The person who has never been in harm's way and doesn't risk having any family member in harm's way, who dies or who's excited at the thought of you going into harm's way. I have seen people die, seen horrible things, smelled them, heard them, seen them. War is an awful thing, sometimes necessary. Don't be naive, to be avoided if at all possible, but sometimes necessary. I'm not naive, but it's awful. It's truly awful. When these politicians, and not forget about not just Mitt Romney, when anybody, regular person or a politician, when they speak about we need to go send in the troops, we need to send the troops in, we need to send the troops in. The disrespect that shows our boys on the ground is enough to throw me into a blind rage. We need to send the troops in. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty brave. You're going to stand there while his kids hold on to him before he says goodbye, screaming, "Daddy, don't go." You're going to watch. And when he does leave and he gets his guts shot out and he's laying there in agony on the ground and they're trying to patch him up and he's going to die and they're trying to get the pain as down as they can because he's dying on the battlefield and he's calling for his mommy. Are you going to be there? Or more importantly, because you wanted him there, are you going to be laying on the ground beside him with your guts shot out? Or is your son Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney's never served a day in uniform. And Mitt Romney has 9,000 children, and they've never served a day in uniform. And Mitt Romney has never seen a single spit of land on this planet that he does not want to send your son and your daughter to die in. And it makes me freaking sick. When I hear these American politicians who never served and are unwilling to serve and whose children will never be in harm's way, when I hear them speak like this, it makes me want to... here it is.
I've got a chart on my wall in my office that shows the history of the Earth going back to 2000 BC and who were the great leaders, the great empires that existed at each point in time. And if you go through the whole history of the Earth going back 4,000 years, what you find is the default setting of world history is authoritarianism, not democracy. We are an experiment of very short duration. And what you're seeing right now suggests that we're going to have a course correction, or we'll fall into the kind of default setting that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea hope they can reassert.
And what was he talking about there? He was talking about the wars and coming wars in other lands on this country, in this planet, and why it's so necessary that we get involved and send in the troops. Lindsey Graham does this all the time, too. In the very least, Lindsey Graham at least served in the Air Force Reserve. At least that's something. Mitt Romney never did any of that. And he gives all these speeches about the wonder of America and the wonder of democracy and how we have to preserve freedom for the world. And you know what really makes me mad? Is this concept of democracy and freedom and all this other crap. The way they talk about it, the way they talk about it. In fact, this infects much of the American right, and it ticks me off. I almost just said a bad word. It ticks me off when they talk about the freedoms of this country. People genuinely have in their minds that we got our freedoms in this country from the Constitution or from a bunch of guys in wigs meeting in Philadelphia arguing about the law and John Locke and Adam Smith, and none of that stuff means squat without someone getting shot in the face. You don't have your freedoms because of the Constitution. You have your freedoms because a brave man grabbed a rifle and a bayonet and went and shoved it into somebody's face. That's why you have freedoms. Your freedoms were fought for and bled for, and men died calling for their moms for them. And we have this flowery view of this country, where it was all done with a pen and a piece of paper and some flowery speeches. None of that stuff means anything. Every one of those founders you love and founders I love, every single one of them, they're nothing in history if we don't win the war. If brave men don't go shoot people in the face on their behalf, you know who they are? A bunch of traitors swinging from the gallows, forgotten by the history books like that. That's who the founders are, without death and blood and misery. But these politicians today, they speak so lovingly about democracy and spreading this, and we have to step in, and oh, there's a problem here, there's a problem in this place, and there's a problem in Africa, and there's a problem in Asia. Oh my gosh, there's a problem in the Middle East. We better send in the troops. We better send in the troops, because war has never become real for them. And freedom itself has never actually taken any real form for them. And democracy and republics and all this. It's never taken on an actual form for them. You know what it is? Books. That's all it is. It's books. It's movies. And I love books. That's all it is to these people. It's never been real. You know, I have a lot of problems with Teddy Roosevelt, the president, the man I love. I love Teddy Roosevelt. Just a stud. Just a man's man. And I have a million and one problems with his big government. Kind of saw himself as a lord, way he ran things. But I'll tell you this much. Teddy Roosevelt loved to invade, too. He loved to get involved in foreign wars, too. He wanted this. He wanted that. He wanted to start colonizing places. He wanted to do what Teddy Roosevelt was all about that. And you may disagree with him. And frankly, I think part of me does, too. But Teddy Roosevelt was willing to go himself. Teddy Roosevelt wanted to go to war. Teddy Roosevelt didn't want just your son to go. Teddy Roosevelt wanted to lead your son. They kicked off a war, Spanish-American war in Cuba. Teddy Roosevelt raised his own private army and went down there and fought. He tried to fight in World War I. He was so old, the president had to ban him from doing so. He sent his sons over there, and his sons died. That I can admire. Don't you dare, you Mitt Romneys of the world, sit there with your 8,000 sons safe at home in their khakis and try to send other American boys to die in the mud, you worthless coward. have no idea what freedom is or what it takes to keep it or earn it. It drives me nuts. See, I told you I'm in a bad mood, Chris. It's because I'm still a little sick. This is why I've lost my temper today. But I'm going to be fine from now on. You know what? Joe Biden's going to speak in like 15 minutes and we're going to carry it live here. I'm going to lose my temper all over again. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry. See, I'm half dead. You know what I need? One more good night's sleep with my MyPillow. That's what I need. The ultimate cure for what ails you? 8-9 hours of sleep. And then a great shower. You know what makes a great shower? Drying off afterwards. Because that period of time between you shower and you dry off, it's always miserable, isn't it? You turn off the water and you're cold, and then you grab your towels. Your towels are probably garbage, but if you get some My Towels from MyPillow with the best cotton on the planet, well, you're going to have a better day. A good sleep, a good shower, a good dry off. MyPillow gives you all these things. MyPillow pillows, MyPillow mattress toppers, the sheets, and now the My Towels, which are on sale. Six-piece towel set as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. My Towels six-piece towel sets, that's 50% in savings, or call them 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to a couple emails here in a minute. Remember, I need your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Send them in right now. Ask me anything. The whole show belongs to you. We're going to get to Joe Biden's speech whenever he kicks it off. What is it, 10 minutes from now, Chris? We're going to carry it live and in its entirety, and it's going to suck, and it'll be totally boring. And as soon as we're done with that, we'll come back and finish out the show, all right? Get to some emails. I just wanted to address this really quickly. Just trying to make sure we're all focused, and not this kind of focus.
My focus is just stay focused.
Stop it. All right. This is a headline. Almost half of Biden voters think government should regulate or restrict speech they consider offensive. 47% of the people who voted for Joe Biden believe what you say should be against the law. They believe you should go to prison for the things you say. That's what you're saying when you say you want government to regulate it. Obviously, there has to be a force mechanism behind it. That force must be a prison. Remember all the communists who've been mad at me for calling them communists and telling them that they want to hurt you? Understand that that's how they think. Remember who you live with now. And once again, I want to remind you how your, quote, fellow Americans, how the people in your life, how they operated when COVID came. That's who they really are. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know many of them have apologized to you now. Jesse, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesse, I screwed up. I was scared. Jesse, I don't know what I was thinking. No, I'm sure you're sorry. No, I'd be sorry too. No, I'm sure you're sorry. But that toothpaste don't go back in the tube, because who you are in times of crisis is who you really are. You know that? Everyone's a good guy when life's good. Everyone's a good guy when things are going well. Just got a promotion at work here. Everything's coming up aces, having a good day. I think I'll leave this waitress an extra $5 tip tonight because everything is good in my life. That's good. I'm glad you tipped her extra. Do you treat her like crap the day you get fired? Who you are in times of crisis is who you really are. While everybody's worried about everything going on around the world right now, and that's very understandable, obviously, because these are big things, do not forget about who shares a house with you and what they would very much like to do with you. Which brings me to this. Jesse, I just had a comment. All these people here are on school visas using our freedom of speech to protest against the U.S. and Israel. If they're not citizens here, they have no freedoms here. The only people who have freedom in speech in America are people who are United States citizens. So guests of our country should act as guests and keep their words to themselves or go back where they came from. And that leads me to this headline. Tom Cotton urges Homeland Security to immediately deport foreign nationals who support Hamas, which will, of course, not happen. Why won't it happen, though? Why? It won't happen because the country is not run by people who love it, as we just described. America should be deporting people en masse. En masse. We should be revoking citizenships. A nation that wanted to stay alive would do such a thing. If you even mention that now, even in right-wing circles, you'll get looks of horror from people who think you're some kind of a monster or some kind of a tyrant. American citizenship is a privilege. And staying here, whether it be temporarily or if you just got here, whether you're trying to do it permanently, should be a privilege that should be taken away from you if you prove hostile to this country or in any way a detriment to it. In fact, I would go one step further. Unless you can clearly prove how you are a benefit, you should pack up your stuff and go home. That's how countries that want to stay countries operate. So, of course, that's not how this country operates. Now, it would be nice if we had a Republican Party who would actually want to deport people too, but I don't know that we've... Have we ever had a Republican Party? Even a Republican president who talked about deporting illegals en masse? And no, don't tell me criminals. That's the ultimate fallback of normie Republican who has no idea how to save the country. Well, yeah, this guy deported the criminals. They're all criminals. Every one of them. They crossed our border illegally. All of them should go home. Honestly, I think Chris is right. I think Clinton's the last one who did it. Bunch of low-T losers. All of them need some chalk. Every single one of them needs some chalk. A natural herbal supplement, male vitality stack from chalk is exactly what they need. And the women need a female vitality stack because I would like to preserve some semblance of a country for my children and their children after them. Would you like to do the same? Well, you can't do that if you fill up the country with a bunch of foreign nationals who have no loyalty to it and no relation to our culture whatsoever. In fact, many of them are hostile to it. Go get a male vitality stack from chalk coursing through your veins, fellas, and tell me how you feel after 90 days. 20% increase in your testosterone naturally in 90 days? That's ridiculous. That's chalk. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. It gets you 35% off subscriptions. So go get a subscription. Don't pay full price like a sucker. Anything you want. They have endless natural herbal supplements, I should say. Anything you want. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Now, I suppose, in the interest of pretending to be a professional radio show, we should try to do some sort of a preview on what Joe Biden's going to say. Now, look, we understand the general gist of it, and we're going to carry it live here. Remember, we're going to carry it live, but everyone gets the general gist of it. Joe Biden's going to stand up in front of the American people and he's going to demand money. We need money for this. We need money for that. We need money for Ukraine. We need money for Israel. We need all these things. But let me explain something. Whatever you feel about any issue, remember, there is no money. The president is going to stand up and he's going to tell you why it's really important that we send our money wherever. There is no our money. There's no money. I need to remind you again, the interest on the debt, like 15 minutes ago, was $250 billion a year. It's about to be $1.2 trillion. That exceeds the entire military budget. Oh, and by the way, it's going up exponentially. That's the way these things work with the yields and the interest rates. It's going up like a snowball effect. It's rolling downhill to demolish all of us. I want you, as Joe Biden speaks here in a couple minutes, and it might start right out of the break, by the way, so I'll be back whenever President Mumbles is done. Remember, everything he asks is borrowed money. Everything he said, we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we have to do this, we have to do that. It's money we're borrowing with interest, and the interest rates are arising. Do keep that in mind. Anyway, let's hand it over to the Commander-in-Chief. Maybe, if he's actually on time. If not, maybe you'll hear the sultry sound of my voice before he gets here. Maybe they'll have to wake him up. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.